Hello, my name is Thomas Hamilton, and I am a sophomore at Marshall University. Today I'm going to be talking about socialization of gender and how gender, sex, and sexual orientation can impact one's education. I'm going to start off by defining a couple of things. First, the differences in sex and gender, because the two terms are often used interchangeably, but by definition, the two are not the same thing. Sex is defined as the genitalia and chromosomes one is born with, and this can be male, female, or intersex, which can be presented as many different combinations of the two. Gender, on the other hand, is a social construct, something that society has defined and given rules to. Gender is how one presents themselves, through characteristics, both in personality and outward expression, such as clothing. This can be presented as masculine, feminine, a combination of the two, or lack thereof. The term queer is defined by anyone who does not fit into the gender or sexual attraction norm. Someone who is transgender does not identify with the gender that matches the sex that they were born with. In sociology, the term socialization refers to how we, as a society, install norms and etiquettes and teach deviance. This is often done by persuading children to play with certain toys, dress certain ways, and entertaining different personality types that match the traditional gender role of that child's sex. These teachings often direct the child into that gender role, which results in a lack of gender freedom and expression. This helps create a continuous cycle of teaching from one generation to the next. And while teaching these gender roles is not inherently a bad thing, in today's world with things like toxic masculinity, they can set a child up to be disadvantaged. The majority of socialization occurs at a young age, and is taught first by families, usually very aggressively, such as telling your sons to act like men and forcing your daughters to wear dresses, and later in school, usually through subconscious biases. Deviance is something that society uses to control and preserve the norms. In breaking these norms, you become deviant, and this is usually met with public shame. In schools as early as kindergarten, these roles and norms are being taught, teaching boys not to play with dolls and for the girls to be nice and dainty. Young boys are viewed as being less empathetic, and thus are not held to as high of a degree when it comes to controlling their emotions as girls, and this gives into a culture of rage and outburst and feeds into toxic masculinity in adult men. The same idea can be seen when an unruly boy is seated next to a quiet girl, and this subconsciously pushes her to become more responsible for his actions, rather than the boy learning self-control. Girls, on the other hand, are often stereotyped as small, weak, and pretty, and this leads to less women in sports because of the competitive, aggressive nature in how society views girls. David and the late Myra Sadkur, nationally renowned activist for equity in early education, co-authored a book titled Failing at Fairness, How America's Schools Cheat Girls, and showed that the stereotype that girls are often worse at math than boys was being subconsciously taught within the school system from biases of the teachers. The teachers would often call on boys more and converse with them by breaking down the problem if answered incorrectly. While if a girl answered incorrectly, the teacher would more often than not ask another student, which usually was a boy. The couple found that the feminine perceived subjects like language arts had the opposite reaction, favoring conversations with the girls rather than the boys. In these classrooms, girls and boys are treated as separate species, being categorized by their gender before they're truly old enough to know what gender is. Kids explore gender norms, but view the two as opposites, which Lisa Elliott, a neuroscientist at the Chicago University of Medicine and Science and author of Pink Brain, Blue Brain, How Small Differences Grow into Troublesome Gaps and What We Can Do About It, says is reinforced by the world around them, in everything from TV to clothes to toys and even from their parents. Elliott has studied developing male and female brains extensively and found only minor subtle differences in early development, such as language development and spatial recognition. So why have we chosen gender to be the dividing line in classrooms? The answer is kind of simple yet complicated. We as a society have relied on these gender roles and stereotypes for so long that they're so deeply embedded in us we don't even realize we're perpetuating this harmful cycle. Just to help prove and further cement the fact that it is still happening today, I surveyed peers and colleagues from a wide range of age, gender identity, educational level, and sexual orientation to get others' perspectives who have not necessarily considered these things before. Only a small group participated, but roughly 60% said they had noticed different treatment based on their gender and education from peers, mentors, professionals, and educators. Everyone agreed that they had noticed early socialization of gender in an educational setting, and that often these directions were made through comments from educators and authorities. Many of the men that I surveyed said that these subconsciously enforced gender roles often made them discard certain careers, such as nursing, And the women commented on unequal treatment and the need to prove themselves opposed to their male counterparts who were always assumed capable. It was almost unanimously agreed that these views from others impacted not only their education, but also their personal and professional lives as well. Many of the queer participants stated that the school was not a place for them to be who they truly were, for fear of judgment from peers and authority figures alike. The educational system is supposed to be one of safety and learning, yet it has become a place where norms and stereotypes are being pushed onto kids, and many have a fear of breaking these norms. Even today, in the year 2021, we are not as progressive as we like to claim. Just this year alone, 33 states have introduced more than 100 bills targeting and banning the transgender community from healthcare and participation in sports. In education, the role should be to support, teach, and provide for the students, yet states all across the U.S. are trying to take this away as a political move. Many of the bills are not even being pushed by the school system, but politicians who frankly don't have the child's best interest in their heart. 58 bills are currently targeting bathroom and locker room use, as well as participation in sports. So how does harming and attacking a group of students teach the students equality, freedom, and support? It doesn't. Only 15 states and DC require and provide sex ed that covers the topic of the LGBTQ community. Do you think that only 15 states have queer students? So why, once again, as a country, are we singling out a group and providing to fail services for them which they need? According to The Advocate, an online organization advocating for minorities, 85% of LGBT students report harassment based on their sexual identity. School is a place where we learn, both academically and socially, and in not teaching support to these groups, we are setting them up for a life without it. Many LGBT students don't have a supportive family, and school is often their escape. But in areas where the support is not given or taught in the schools, we only hurt those students more. The goal here is not to create some androgynous world and destroy the gender binary, but to let gender not be the deciding factor on who our children are going to be. Because of someone's gender, they should not be automatically assumed aggressive, weak, good at sports, bad at math, or anything else. A person's gender is simply how they choose to present or not present themselves to the world and has nothing to do with their talents, flaws, skills, or anything else. As for sexual orientation, in avoiding the topic and trying to prevent it, we are doing more harm than good and only adding to the problems queer people have to face in today's world. School should be a facility that pushes you to always reach your full potential, not label you a certain way and treat you accordingly. Within schools, we learn both academically and socially, and in harming some of these groups, we harm them for the rest of their lives. So please, educate yourselves, educate others, and always look for subconscious tendencies, and in training yourself and your generation, we can create a better one for those to come.